declined to be interviewed for this story, had refused to answer basic questions about Tesla's faltering financial prospects. "Boring, bonehead questions are not cool," he said. Investors responded by lopping 5.6% off his company's stock price the next day. A few months before, Musk treated his 22 million Twitter followers to harassing rants against reporters who published critical pieces about Tesla, accusing them of bias, conflicts of interest, and outright fabrications. Also, without evidence, he threatened to start a news site that evaluates the accuracy of news articles, tentatively called Pravda, the Russian word for truth, but better known as the propaganda newspaper of the Communist Party in the former Soviet Union, and now of Russia. Critics and allies alike began asking, what happened to Elon Musk, the hero of Silicon Valley, the high-tech visionary who was going to save the planet with electrical vehicles? But if you're focusing on Musk's bad manners, as he called his meltdown, you're missing the point. His plan to transform the car industry is picking up speed. Along the way, it could put tens of millions of people out of work. And that's not a bug, it's a feature. Dismantling what has been a foundation of the nation's social and economic life for a century. And it's happening in the service of plying the wealthy with cooler cars. Technological innovation has throughout history increased total wealth, says Ryan Lackey, a founder of cybersecurity company Reset Security and a veteran Silicon Valley entrepreneur. But it's often said the gains are going to a smaller and smaller subset of the population. So the worrisome future may be one not where Musk fails, but where he succeeds.